So I work for a company called AI Medics, and there's another logo on there which is Hypermon. And Hypermon is our one and only product because we're a startup company. And I joined the company at a very interesting time because they were going from turning a prototype into a real product, or they were at the beginning of that process. So I thought I might just mention about where future jobs could be for physicists. One of the opportunities that anyone in Australia could have is to be part of a team or a company or at a university with people who are actually developing new things. So I found this sort of timeline of inventions in Australia over a century, and you can see some of the pretty interesting inventions which have come out of Australia, so really important ones there. In the world is launching Vegemite, the Ute, clotheslines, lawn mowers, some kind of mop, and a bit of extra functionality for your toilet. One of the things which struck me when I saw this is that a lot of inventions there are medical. And another thing which is interesting on here, and I don't know if you'd know, but Wi-Fi technology was developed in Australia, and there's actually, if you look it up, there's a little bit of a link to Macquarie University with that technology. I was at Macquarie University for 8 years, and I finished here around the end of 2008. I hadn't submitted my PhD right then and there at the time, I don't think, before I went off and tried to find a job. So how I got my business card was that I think in the end of 2008 or early 2009, I was on the normal sort of websites, so Seek. Seek is where I found this, and I stumbled across a thing called Device Scientist, which I found kind of intriguing. And it was particularly intriguing because I could see they're looking for a physicist, and I was looking at the things they were interested in, and I wasn't really sure if I knew what any of that meant, but I thought, well, they're looking for a physicist, so I'll give it a go. I think a really important thing is making contact with the company and finding out who's there and the type of people who are going to interview you. So, of course, I did that. I rang up the company, and I ended up speaking to the chief technical officer there and the CEO. And then, of course, it's just following all the tips for writing a CV and cover letter and et cetera. And then if you're lucky enough to score an interview, it's really preparing well for the interview. The company I work for, I've mentioned, is AI Medics, and they're a startup company from the University of Technology since 2001. And we're funded by venture capitalists, and we're in the medical device industry. So our objective is to successfully market the world's first non-invasive monitoring system which can detect hyperglycemia. It's a product which has the opportunity to really help people who have type 1 diabetes. So what the product is, I'm drawing here, and so you can see the kid there is wearing the Hypermon sensor and belt, and that's going around their chest, and they can put that on before they go to sleep. And what it's really doing is monitoring their heart. So it's really an ECG monitor, and it's transmitting that data to the actual bedside monitor, which can sit in the parents' room. It's looking at the heart rate for any signs that the person may be experiencing hyperglycemia at night. So everyone has some level of glucose in their blood. Of course, this is very important because your brain is really fueled on glucose. So your body really can control the level of glucose in your blood. But when you have type 1 diabetes and you don't have that insulin and you're trying to give yourself the right amount of insulin, it's a very difficult thing to do, and you end up having blood glucose, which is very abnormal. So, of course, it's very, very difficult to control, especially when you're trying to do this with everything else in your life. If you can't control your glucose very well and you have high average glucose, you can end up with some pretty serious complications. So blindness, I mean, a lot of complications from your sort of small blood vessels not really functioning anymore. You can also end up with lots of heart disease and heart issues. So if you are able to get better hold of your glucose, good glucose control, you can actually end up with in a situation where you're sort of protected against these things which can happen to you. And these complications which can happen don't happen immediately. They're going to happen in the future. But what can happen immediately if you're really trying to control your glucose is that you can get this hyperglycemia, which is when blood glucose can drop low. And the problem with that is that it's immediately scary. And in fact, it's very scary at night because people who get hypos during the night don't tend to wake up. So this hypoglycemia tends to last for a long time, and it can result in pretty terrible things like fitting and seizures. It would be great if there was a product that can actually figure out whether you're having or if you're experiencing hypoglycemia at night in particular. So that's what I've been doing with my company. So I'm a device scientist, and I was actually looking at my contract the other day to see what I was originally hired to do, because being in a small startup company, you really get to be involved in everything, including marketing of the product, which is what's happening now. I joined the team at a time when we had a prototype, and I've been with that team and taken this from a prototype into a product, which we have today. The biggest part I've played in this is actually developing the algorithms to understand the heart rate information that we're taking, and then being able to turn that information or be able to identify that someone may be having hypoglycemia from that information. When people's blood glucose goes low, their body tends to recognize this, and what your body does in response to this is to release hormones which are aimed at bringing the glucose back up. So what the HypoMon does is looking at the heart rate for any patterns which may indicate that someone's experiencing hypoglycemia. So my work has been around trying to recognize these sorts of patterns and create an effective alarm for finding for detecting hypoglycemia. I mean, the job has allowed me to travel and to do lots of interesting things, from designing the experiments, so designing clinical trials, and then actually going to these trials and being the engineer on site and in these experiments, because the monitor's for the night time, a nurse is awake all night taking blood from this cannula, which is pretty much a tap which you put in the child's arm. And the reason for that is, of course, we're trying to figure out whether, you know, how well our device works. So we need to know what people's real blood glucose is to see if they're actually having a hyper. Another part of my job, of course, has been, I've already talked about, is trying to identify, or trying to look at heart rates and identify patterns in heart rates. And so that has involved, of course, a lot of programming, and one of the programs we use a lot to do our algorithm development is MATLAB, which I think pretty much in any physics degree you get to have a go of using MATLAB. And again, it was to try and find that pattern. And since I've been there, I've been able to work with a few other scientists. And interestingly, all the scientists who work at our company all have a physics background, and actually they're all optical physics background too. So, I mean, what our aim was always to try and... We had an algorithm when I originally arrived, but we've built this up over time, and our aim has been always to detect more hypo, so that means getting this sensitivity up and to produce less false alarms. Another big thing I've been involved in is doing all the documentation and writing all the clinical trial reports to ensure that we're actually able to sell this product. We have now got, on the back of a lot of work from people in the company, and in particularly my role here was, of course, writing all these reports which I mentioned, and that's to get approval to sell the product. So we've got now approval in Europe. Actually, just pretty much last week, we received notification from the TGA in Australia, so the Therapeutics Good Administration, which allows us to sell the product here in Australia now. Recently, my roles, I've expanded my role a bit, and I've got to be involved in some of the marketing activities, and not only the marketing activities. With a device like this, you need a lot of good training of the patients, so I've been developing training material and recently been going to visit healthcare professionals, talking about the HypoMon and trying to set up patients with the device. Particularly for me, the handling data and quite a large amount of data, and I think you learn a number of skills which help you do this sort of specific thing I was doing, which is recognizing patterns. Another thing you've got to be able to do is to be flexible and always continue to investigate, you know, what you're doing and question what you're doing. And then, of course, there's scientific writing. And then I thought I'd mention about startup companies. So startup companies are really awesome because, as I mentioned, you get to be involved in all aspects of the company. The team's usually very, very motivated, and it's a very small group. I work with about 15 people. Some of the disadvantages of a startup company is that they're always struggling to find money, struggling to find new investment because it's pretty tough out there. So I guess job security isn't that high, but the rewards of being in a startup company are very high. Also, the medical device industry, why it's great is that you get to be involved in creating products which could really, which really have a good chance of improving people's life. If you're looking for a job, an exciting job with a small company where you have the opportunity to be involved in innovation, basically, it's a good place to look for a job like that. So thanks for listening.